A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Amazon Business honors Jill Lau, Chief Procurement Officer of Global Network Bank. Last week, Jill saved big and used Amazon Business to help her team buy 327 headsets. Now Bob can keep his conversations to himself.
Wait, am I still on speakerphone?
With business buying easier than before, Jill now uses her extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Thank you for holding.
Hang it up, Bob.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap game one of the 2022 WNBA Finals between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Yes, it is finally here, the 2022 WNBA Finals between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. This was a close one from start to finish, but in the end, the number one seed, Las Vegas Aces, was able to hold on to beat the third seed, Connecticut Sun, in game one of the 2022 WNBA Finals. Final score, Aces 67, Sun 64. I tell you what, as I stated earlier, this was a close game from start to finish. And one thing's for sure, Dawana Bonner, one of the top players, not just on the Connecticut squad, but in all of the WNBA, she had a chance to tie the game with a three-pointer just before the end of regulation. Unfortunately, she fell short. Here's how it happened.
Heidemann finds Bonner. Bonner looking for space. Leans in, can't hit the three, that will do it, the Las Vegas Aces take game one.
to credit what Vegas did defensively on this possession. Really well executed defensively.
The Aces, the second most efficient offensive team in this league's history, but they grind out a win defensively.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company, Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo on the call. So again, Dawana Bonner falling short, missing the three-pointer to tie the game, to send it into overtime as Las Vegas beats Connecticut in game one, 67-64. One of the bright spots for Las Vegas, the reigning MVP, two-time league MVP, Asia Wilson. She scored 24 points. Here's Asia in action.
Plum bounces away and it's slightly deflected. Wilson isolating on Jonquel Jones. It takes it to Courtney Williams, a quick trigger, can't hit. Williams came alive at the end of the series against Chicago after a modest start to these playoffs. Here's Plum. Thought about it, won't take it. Wilson working Jonquel Jones. Asia Wilson sticks it in again. Odyssey Sims can't hit the mid-range. And Gray comes up with a rebound.
Vegas doing an outstanding job on the defensive glass so far.
Odyssey Sims, the former teammate of Gray. They played together in a finals in L.A. back in 2017. Here's Asia Wilson hooking it up and in off the window. Hamby gives it up. Williams cuts in, leans back, doesn't get the roll. Hop to Wilson, she backs it in. Lot back in. Bonner, nice little swivel. Dives inside, denied by Wilson.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. So Asia Wilson had a double-double with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Also making a big contribution for the Aces was Chelsea Gray. She scored 21 points. Here's Chelsea in action.
Chelsea Gray picking up where she left off. Connecticut did a nice job getting back that time. Here's Gray bodying inside for the finish. Gray, a three, is good. Here is Wilson and Gray in the pick and roll, and Gray. Here's Asia Wilson, draws two, movement around, Gray on the attack, and connects on the mid-range. First half, Chelsea Gray waiting to see the Aces find their rhythm again. Las Vegas comes out in a zone mispossession. Jonquel Jones can't hit the jumper, and Young flags it down.
And don't let the zone fool you, because after a certain action or a certain number of passes, they may switch it back into a man. It keeps the offense on its toes.
Hamby getting minutes here for Las Vegas. Played sparingly in games three and four of the semis. Gray elevates and hits again. Gray back in after a brief rest. Gray working Carrington for two more. Gray wheeling, taking the
All right, that audio again courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo on the call, and Chelsea Gray again scores 21 points in game one. Let's get now to the postgame comments. At the end of the game, here's Aces center Asia Wilson.
It was a game we needed. It was a game we needed, not just necessarily because it was like, oh, it's our first win, but it was because this is something that's huge for us. These are statement games in a way. And when you're playing a good team like Conn, you got to really lock in at all costs. So it was good to have a game underneath our belt. The crowd was great. Now we got to get ready for game two.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And you heard what Asia was saying, that not only were the Aces into it, but more importantly, the crowd was into it as well. And if you had watched that game on ABC, it was a sellout crowd at the arena that the Aces play at, the Michelob Ultra Arena. And, you know, I tell you one thing, the WNBA continues to just get better and better. And certainly that crowd was packed for that game one of the 2022 WNBA Finals. Let's stay with the Aces for a moment. Here's guard Chelsea Gray at the end of the game.
I think it's like I've been in the gym practicing those types of things. So when it gets in the game, they're a little bit more of a natural feel. It's not something that that's out of the ordinary, and my teammates know that it's coming. My fadeaway, I'm able to get it off of long defenders. We have they have Alyssa Thomas. They have Dawana Bonner. So how can I get my shot off and be efficient with it and get to my spots and just use my legs?
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And Chelsea, even though she scored 21 points in game one, she's talking about the relentless defenders on Connecticut squad with Alyssa Thomas and Dawana Bonner. But Chelsea made it happen in this close game. Let's stay with the Aces for a moment. Jackie Young, she was also big in this game. Jackie finished with 11 points. Here she is at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just have to be locked in defensively, executing our defensive schemes. We know we're a little bit smaller, and so I think it's important for the guards to get rebounds. But, I mean, the biggest thing is just trying to be physical, you know, making it hard for their guards to get it, their posts to get it, and then just executing the defensive scheme whenever they do get it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And just Jackie just talking about the win in game one, how they had to adjust to the defensive schemes. As I stated earlier, Connecticut, one of the best defensive teams in the WNBA, and they play tough, hard-nosed defense. And Jackie just talking about the adjustments they had to make in order to get points on the board. And staying with the Aces, here's head coach Becky Hammon at the end of the game.
First half, I thought we talked about a lot of stuff and did zero of it. And then third and fourth, they did. And they did it very well. So obviously we had a rough night offensively. Give credit to their defense. And give credit to us missing. I thought it was a little bit of both. But that's a tough team. This is where they like the score to be. And we'll go back, look at the film, and make some adjustments. Happy that we won. Mm. It's better than losing, but there's a lot of things that we can do better.
Courtesy of the WNBA, so you heard the comments from Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammon. Happy that they won and that they didn't lose. It was a close one, but as you heard us say, they have to make adjustments if they want to play better in game two. Let's move along now to the other side of the ball on the losing squad for the Connecticut Sun. Here's head coach Kurt Miller at the end of the game.
You know, certainly disappointed for our locker room with the loss, knowing that we did so much that we wanted to accomplish defensively and got the game, the style of play that we were hoping for. But unfortunately, the big stat line difference tonight in a lot of areas was their ability to get to the foul line and play through contact. And we struggled to get to the foul line and any kind of offensive rhythm there in the second half. And that's a credit to their defense. But, you know, really pleased with holding that high-powered offense down and got the style of play we wanted. So we're encouraged, but I'm disappointed that it didn't equate to a win.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and again Connecticut Sun head coach Kurt Miller. Pleased on the defensive side, but disappointed at the same token. They didn't come away with the win and looking to make the necessary adjustments going into game two. Let's stay with Connecticut for a moment. Here's center Jonquel Jones at the end of the game.
You know, I think we just have to be a little bit more aware of the shot clock. I think we were in positions where we could make plays later on, but we just weren't as aware of that. And so that's an easy fix. But ultimately, I'm happy with the game that we played, and we gave ourselves a good opportunity to come out there with a win, and it just didn't go our way, but we're excited about game two.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Jonquel, disappointed, but looking forward and very optimistic to game two, that they'll have all of the mistakes corrected from game one and hopefully to turn that into a positive to try and tie the series in game two. Here's more comments from Connecticut. Here's Brianna Jones.
I mean, I think it's just, it was just, you know, our intensity and everything. I think, you know, they were hitting some tough shots. They were getting to the free throw line. I think on the other end, we weren't attacking the basket as much as we were in the first half, and we settled. You know, we didn't get to the free throw line as much as we wanted to. So I think it was just a battle of getting to the basket.
Courtesy of the WNBA. So, Brianna, just piggybacking off of what Jonquel and Coach Miller was saying, just not doing what they needed to do towards the end in terms of the defense and the rebounding and just looking to play much better and to, like, clean up those mistakes as they head into game two to try to tie the series. And finally, let's hear from Connecticut Sun forward Alyssa Thomas.
After this game, we have to have a lot of confidence. I mean, it's a 3-point game, and I mean, we had a chance to tie. So I think we're very confident, and we know that all you need is one, and there's two games at our place. So yeah, there's some things we could clean up. Of course, we can make more shots, but overall, we played a hard game.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and Alyssa Thomas just represents the fighting spirit of the Connecticut Sun, and she says it's only one game. They've got the next three to look forward to, and definitely someone that's been optimistic and just a part of that fighting spirit of the Connecticut Sun, and she knows what they need to clean up in order for game two, and definitely if anybody doesn't have a never-say-die attitude and a never-give-up spirit, that would be Connecticut Sun forward Alyssa Thomas. So in game one of the 2022 WNBA Finals, it was a close one, but the Las Vegas Aces beat the Connecticut Sun 67-64. In this contest for the Aces, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Chelsea Gray finished with 21 points, and Jackie Young finished with 11 points. On the losing side for Connecticut, Alyssa Thomas had a double-double, 19 points and 11 rebounds. Jonquel Jones finished with 15 points. Tisha Heideman had 10 points. Once again, the final score in game one of the 2022 WNBA Finals, Las Vegas 67 and Connecticut 64. Las Vegas leads the series 1-0. So definitely going to be some fireworks in game two as Connecticut looks to try and even it up while Las Vegas looks to take a 2-0 lead. Should be very interesting. And that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again soon.